This is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. And here we are at the 1st of February. This year is going to go as quickly and maybe even more quickly than the previous one. And we have to realize that what we do on a daily basis is laying foundation for the substance and quality of our lives and adding to the longevity of our lives and the destiny or fate that culminates. We're all destined, or should be destined, to leave, but we should be graduating the class of Earth residency, and we should not be dying of anything. But because we are socialized under a death culture, then we have to realize that the only way to really get leverage over it is to exalt a full life's urge, to consciously care, to focus every atom and every cell of our being to being completely cleared and cleansed and purified so that we can be healed, we can be whole. And if you need support in that, your number for life support is 678-760-9299. What we have to take seriously is understanding that the cancer, it used to be 1 in 20, 1 in 30, now it's like 1 in 3. And so we have to realize that this is pandemic, it's epidemic, it's genocide, and we cannot be complicit and complacent and then be whole. We can't. We have to do that which is in our own best interest. And a culture or a society, a government that cultivates us to be glib about our living, and provides us all manners of things that creates detriment, robs us of our life force, puts us in a place and space where as long as we're supporting these particular industries, the meat, the dairy, the eggs, the chicken, the fish, the alcohol, the tobacco, the sugar, and you bring these products into your body, you're literally robbing your life force. And even though you may think that you have the right to do this, nobody has the right to perpetuate sickness, illness, disease, and death as a livelihood and think that there's some prosperity to it. The end of it is a tragic date with fate. The end of it is death. And so we are now being called to separate ourselves from it. This is how we disconnect from the matrix. This is how we come into a greater clarity of mind that allows us to be creative, that allows us to truly be in a place where we're loving our lives and living our lives and not being enslaved and doing things that we really don't care to do because we can get paid to do it. And the only way to really change the world is that the individuals who constitute it have to really align themselves with the intelligence of existence and know that the world as we know it is shifting, it's changing, but it's dying also. And that the earth and her creatures have the first right to liberation, which means that when the people who dwell upon the planet have no commitment to themselves and they have no commitment to functioning within the harmony and the order of existence itself, then you have a people who are scheduled out of existence by law. And so where you have those who are warring against you, have you under siege, you understand, and the nature of these people is that they're the kind of people who are bullies. You understand, they'll hold you down, put your arms, tie your arms behind your back, you understand, bind your feet, and then beat you to death. You understand, this is the nature of the culture of people who will anesthetize you, inebriate you, stupefy you, right? Undermine you, but then have you supporting them with every dollar you get in bringing toxins and poisons into your bloodstream and then feel righteously indignant about having the right to do it. And so it's the kind of a situation where, you know, how they talk about how people get captive, you know, and they end up identifying and being in love with their captors. You know, that they don't really care to be free, and that's kind of how it is now, is that everybody enjoys being under the auspices of those who really do not have their best interests at heart. And we can call it government, we can call it religion, we can call it miseducation, you know, but the systems that are in place that are oppressive by nature, these systems have the right to be overturned, because we, as these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence, have the right to life. And we have the right to step off the path of adulteration, to reclaim our lives so that we are doing everything we possibly can to be continued in existence as conscious, living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of absolute and supreme presence. We are here to serve life. We are here to be reoriented and cultivated by the hands of angels of light towards exalting that full effort and full life's urge to being reconciled and re-enthroned and harmonized as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, or as other ones would refer to as the children of God. Irrespective of class, race, religion, sex, nation, gender, preference, and otherwise, everyone needs to be completely cleared and cleansed and purified to remember the divinity of their being, to be able to exalt the divinity of their being, to be in a place where they are being cultivated, nourished and nurtured and properly supported, in tapping the wealth of themselves, activating the greatness of themselves. And this is something that should be done across the board, all over the planet. And because we are on this North American continent that profits off of the degradation of all other nations and races, and has 9 different wars going on for gold and oil and diamonds and all of this stuff, we have to come to a point where we will not participate and come to that place where it matters to us, that we will cleanse ourselves in order to be healed, and that we will heal ourselves so that we are no longer submitting and surrendering to the sorcery of pharmacology and experimentation and unnecessary surgeries and all of that. If you think that you can go under the knife and have your body parts removed, your glands and organs and whatnot, why would you not accept that you can be healed naturally through cleansing and being nourished, facilitating cellular regeneration? And just because the doctors and the nurses are not teaching you how to do this, yes, they will provide you emergency care after your appendix is rupturing and, you know, you've got such infection that you can't hardly breathe and you've got heart palpitations and you're suffering heart attacks and strokes and whatnot. But the issue is that you can be completely healed and get off the medications. But you have to exalt the healer that is in you, that is the spirit of life, that is the gift of that which we refer to as God, the intelligence of existence, and know that liberation has to start at the cellular level. And none of those who are the revolutionaries and those who've come before us have adequately addressed what the root of the issue is in terms of the degradation, the violation, the rape, the molestation, the incest, and all of this that comes with the inebriation, intoxication, the drunkenness, and the filth of the blood, the defilement of the blood upon which the spirit is charged. So defiling the temples of the living gods and goddesses with all of these chemicals, these nitrates and nitrites, these behavior-modifying substances that put us in a place where we are no longer responding as intelligent beings to being under a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide, and we've become complicit, complacent, and co-conspirating with our own oppression. Our day is now to exalt a care and an effort, to be uplifted, to really remember that there is nothing that we can work for, that we own or possess, that is greater than ourselves. Not your cars, not your homes, not your things, but your body, your heart, the capacity for thought and creativity, and aligning with your destiny as a conscious immortal. These people are here to distract you, to put you in a place and space where you don't remember, that you think that you're here just to be working and working and paying bills, and your success is by virtue of your materiality or your conquest and sensuality or sexuality or whatnot. No, we are here to really perfect the integrity of ourselves, to have uncompromising high ethic and morality, to be in a place where we won't serve the forces of Satan, Lucifer, and the devil, and that we will do everything we can to see them fall. The whole spirit of it, fall. And because of the legislation and the perpetuation of death, then death to it. But we should be striving for life itself, to be in the light of salvation and to be delivered from the depths of hell and the ditches and valleys of degradation and the valley of the shadow of death. This is Adama. I'll be forward in just a bit.
This is Jules, host of
Hey now, it's Russ from Russ Still and the Moonshiners. We're looking forward to playing WRFG's 4th Annual Americana in the Park Celebration. It's going to be Sunday, March 3rd at the Park Tavern in Piedmont Park. See you there.
I couldn't say it better myself. Russ Still and the Moonshiners is only one of the great acts you'll enjoy at WRFG's 4th Annual Americana in the Park Celebration. This year we're honoring our station manager, Joan Baptist. It's our way of saying thank you, Joni, for all your hard work and dedication to WRFG and independent community radio. So who will be performing for you on Sunday, March 3rd? Bonaventure Quartet with their thrilling mix of romantic gypsy jazz, American swing, and original tunes. The Ghost Riders Car Club, playing authentic country music straight from the redneck underground. Original country rock from the award-winning Russ Still and the Moonshiners, and direct from Adairsville, Georgia, 16-year-old yodeling cowgirl, Katherine Thompson. Folk legend Frank Hamilton will make a special guest appearance, and the Seed and Feed Marching Abominable will kick things off as only they can. Please join us for the 4th Annual Americana in the Park Celebration on Sunday, March 3rd at the Park Tavern in Piedmont Park. The doors open at noon, the music starts at 1, and will wrap up around 6. Americana in the Park tickets are $15 in advance through WRFG.org, or $20 at the door. Kids under 12 get in free. The Park Tavern is located at the corner of 10th Street Northeast and Monroe Drive, right next to Atlantis Piedmont Park. All proceeds benefit WRFG 89.3 FM, your independent community radio station for progressive information and hand-picked quality music.
And so for those of you who are having to lay it down, go to sleep, I pray that you rest in a perfect peace in the ever-embracing arms of the ever-present. And for those of you who are getting up and getting your day started, happy new day to you, dwelling in the presence of the Absolute. And to know that each day gives us another opportunity to rejoice in the blessedness in being. And to get ever more focused in being able to respond correctly and directly to being under a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide by caring to exalt a full effort. We get 24 hours, 7 days a week, support in undermining ourselves. We drive up and down the thoroughfares and the highways and byways and have all of this flesh being prepared as food, creating a stench in the air, polluting the waters of your bodies and the minds and the spirits, corrupting the integrity of your ethics and your morality. And we have to come to a point where we care to be corrected, because otherwise death is at the end of this, and it's coming quicker. And being under an initiative that is genocide, that has been in effect for decades, means that the intention is to make sure that the children are degenerating, that each generation is becoming more and more dysfunctional, where the intelligence of existence has intended that each generation become more dynamic than the previous one in giving vivid expression to that which it is as its own presence, invoking and activating and cultivating the truth of it, of itself, self-realization, self-actualization, and harmonization with the laws of existence. And as we are caring to be restored as a humanity of people, to get beyond the racism, the bigotry, the sexism, the homophobia, the classism, and all of those things that create these artificial parameters of divisiveness, where ones and ones would feel more entitled to subjugate, dominate, usurp, take from, anesthetize, inebriate, and to be anesthetized and inebriated, just be stupefied so that you don't have the capacity to outthink this. And we should have outthought this already. But we are supported in getting our education, and our education provides us with the opportunity to participate in the status quo. So we can become lawyers and judges and doctors and all of these things, but not have the key or the sense or the inclination to apply ourselves towards what is the requisite for becoming whole as a society of peoples, and to begin to implement it. And we can come to those states of profession and career still feeding off of the carcasses of dead animals, drinking the alcohol, popping the sugar, and being completely substance addicted, and then be given the accolades of having matriculated through these systems of miseducation, so that we just perpetuate that which need not be perpetuated. From the presidency to the head of companies, to the managers, to the CEOs, to those who do the imaging, the advertising, you know, the systems in the perpetuation of oppression is that which has to be overturned, or the people, as well as the systems, will meet a tragic date with fate and end in death. And because we are already in the realm of eternity upon a planet that is 80% water in flotation and rotation within the cosmic in absolute order, when we did not aspire towards order or law in lifetimes, then where do you go if you suffocate within that body because of the rot of all of these carcasses, all of this poison, all of this mucus, all of this toxicity? And then when you get to the cancer, or the cancer is discovered and becomes diagnosed, then they treat you with more poison. and you submit to it. And so we're in a now moment where we have to realize that what we have done for decades, we have to apply ourselves consistently, daily, over time, towards clearing, cleansing, and nourishing ourselves to promote cellular regeneration, the alkalization that allows for the cellular liberation of all of these toxins and whatnot so that we can truly think. It matters that we outthink this, because the ingenuity, the spiritual and mental gifts, talents and abilities that we have as individuals, as families, as communities, as nations, is the gift of God. And the body is the temple for the dwelling of the true spirits of the living gods and goddesses. And the more defiled and the more polluted our bodies are, then the more polluted our environment becomes outside of us. And so we have to realize that our first environment is our bodies, and our being oppressed at the cellular level through the cellular assault of the flesh, the blood, the chemicals, the nitrates, the hormones, the antibiotics, the female hormones, all of these things that create this sludge so that you become slow as you get older and become more acidic. You begin to literally lose yourself, your capacity for memory, being overwhelmed, being faithless, being doubtful. Being so acidic that you're having to have your hips replaced and knees replaced and all of that because the acid has literally burned up your cells, your connective tissue, you understand? So I'm just saying is that we can do something about this, and we should allow the examples of other ones to put us in a place where we don't follow that way, because we can see where it's going. But when you eat from the flesh of cows and from the flesh of pigs and from the flesh of chickens and fish and crab and lobster and all of this other stuff, it's got to rot in your body. You do not have the wherewithal to digest any of it. Because if our bodies could digest all of this stuff, then there would be no obesity. There would be no insanity. There would be no bipolarism and schizophrenia. You understand? All of these conditions are coming as a result of the body being overwhelmed with toxic gases, poisons, chemicals, and how they contraindicate with each other to the degree to which people are losing their capacity for thought. Their faith can't be activated. They will never walk in the fullness of who they are. Don't remember who they are. Don't care to be who they are. It's a problem when you multiply times millions of people. And so we're being called to care. We're being called to rise. We're being called to remember. We're being called to realign ourselves with the administering intelligences that are overseeing this transformation. You understand? The purification, the consecration of our body temple so that the true spirits of the living gods and goddesses are being completely re-enthroned in our temples. You're in tune to WRFG Atlanta. And so to realize that we will never have anything greater than ourselves, that no amount of money has the value of one beat of our hearts or one breath that we may take, that our bodies are more divinely designed than our cars, And though we have been socialized to treat our cars better than our bodies and treat our cars better than our children, now that we're thinking about it, we can outthink that. We can begin to reverse these issues. And to know that we have to do it. Say, do it or die. And don't be glib about dying, because you don't know how long you're going to be dead. And what does that look like? You don't know what it is to cease to exist, to come to a place where there's nowhere for you to be continued in existence because you've suffocated in that body and you were not able to get out alive. Because you never created the immortal bodies, the light bodies that would take your spirit into the next realm of spiritual existence. And so let us rejoice every day for the simplicity of what it is to just breathe and have a beating heart. To come to a point and place where we are refining ourselves, redefining ourselves, consciously caring to be cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, revivified in the light of this absolute and supreme intelligence to the glory of the lineages that we represent on behalf of Mother Earth, Mother Nature, all of her creatures, and in the exaltation of all of humanity and humankind. Nobody has been authorized by the intelligence of existence to be the legislators and the perpetuators of sickness, illness, disease, and death as livelihood or multi-trillion dollar economy and think that you can survive it. And your number for life support is 678-760-9299. And to know that the cancer is already forming from the meat, the dairy, the eggs, the chicken, the fish, the alcohol, the tobacco, the sugar, the dairy, all of that creates all of this acidity. Cancer is extreme acidity. They say, oh, it's fungus, but it's extreme acidity. Insufficient hydration, insufficient oxygenation, nutritional deficiency that has compromised your immune system and your body's ability to exalt a full effort in defending itself. And so the answer to it all is oxygenation, breathing consciously, deeply, getting fresh air, and walking, exercising, hydrating. Remembering that we are 80% water, so that which we consume as nutriment should be water-based. We're talking fruit and vegetation. And then we have to begin to reincorporate herbs as our food daily, because the herbs have the minerals that allow for the clearing, the cleansing of our cells and our glands and our organs and our tissues. And then we have to be aggressive about opening up all channels of elimination so that the toxins can get out. Knowing that the body is so intelligent that it will begin to cleanse itself when you stop eating meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, flesh, flour, alcohol, tobacco, and all of that. And to know that to be vegan does not mean that you're healthy. And a lot of ones are changing your diets, but if your life doesn't change, then you're not digging deep enough. You should be able to think, to create, to invoke and call forth the greatness of the lineages that you represent, to where your own talent, skills, and abilities are being cultivated. You're able to really see and hear what you could not see and hear previously, and to have right alignment, right perspective and perception that allows you to exalt a full effort, a full life's urge, and be able to respond correctly and directly in any now moment towards the greater good.
Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the Inner Circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the Inner Circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you are inspired to meet me here every Thursday night, midnight to 3, and until further notice, from 3 to 6. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you for caring to be with us right here than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are using your radio apps and phones towards your greater good, thank you for being that wise. And for those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, thank you for caring to be consistent, because consistency over time is that which really lays foundation for tragic dates with fate or destiny. And I am so grateful and so thankful for every opportunity I have to come to these airwaves and am celebrating 20 years of producing this program, dealing consistently and specifically with the issues of our liberation, our salvation, our deliverance from being under a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide, to be in a place and space where we are supported in remembering the divinity of existence, the oneness in existence, the intelligence of existence, which beats our hearts, that breathes us, that sees through every eye, and our duty, obligation, and responsibility to acknowledge it, to respect it, to reverence it, to consciously care, to be harmonized with it, to be in a place where we are truly reverencing and worshiping life itself with each and every breath and every beat of our heart, for we'll never have anything greater, and to be under a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide and socialization and of death culture, then it matters that we care to respond correctly and directly in every and any now moment. It matters that we're willing to do that which is truly in our own best interest in exalting a full life's urge to realize that all intelligences are that intelligent to do nothing to undermine themselves, to know their food, to excrete their ways, to know their kind, to perpetuate themselves, and to have a natural sense of response and the ability to respond when they sense that their lives are being threatened. And we can have an understanding and knowing that our behavior has been modified because we, as human beings, supposedly the most intelligent people and creatures on the planet, are not doing that. We are feeling glib about being able to do whatever we want to do, regardless of whether it's in our best interest or not. You know, to be in a place where we have access to that which undermines us, that which pollutes us, corrupts us, creates defilement of the body temple, which is where we harmonize and have the opportunity to commune with that entity and spirit that we refer to as God. Our body temples, which are our vehicles for navigating this intergalactic spaceship called Earth, and our bodies are divinely designed and designed divinely to allow us this experience for decades and decades, and to allow us to really, in the process of being in the world, upon the planet, to realize that we are already dwelling in the reality of eternity, and that we have come to the earth through the wombs of our mothers, sparked by the divine sacred fluid from our fathers, but that we should be leaving the earth as living beings, as conscious immortals, that our earth residency should have given us everything to have an advantage in knowing right off the bat that there's purpose in being, and being purposed in self-actualization, self-realization, harmonization with that which beats our hearts. Should be foundational in terms of what we were educated with and educated to do in terms of the real success in life. And because we didn't get it, and now we're seeing the repercussions and the consequences of being socialized to be out of alignment and out of attunement with the intelligence of our own being, with the intelligence of existence, with the laws of existence, then our rights to be continued in existence lay in the balance. We are really facing a cataclysmic ride with demise and all manners of fatality, because it is not going to end well when we are consistently exalting our rights to be wrong. And in our inebriation and intoxication and violation and fear and degradation and all of this sinfulness and wickedness and whatnot, we still want to be loved and we still want to be appreciated and we still want to be valued, but we must really come to know that we have to value that which beats our hearts and breathes us and the cellular functioning of our own beings, truly to be harmonized within the laws and the light and the love of being directly. This now moment of eternity is ours to come to that place and space within our own bodies, hearts, minds, and spirits where we really care to consciously develop ourselves, to cultivate ourselves so that we are in alignment with the truth of who we are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of absolute and supreme presence and intelligence that we refer to as God. The opportunities that we have are vast for developing ourselves, realizing that everyone that we come across, every path that we walk upon, whichever way we turn, we are always coming into other ones who are thinking similar thoughts, who have a similar asking, knocking, seeking in that moment, and the conjunctions that are happening. But are we really learning from these experiences? Are we learning from our day-to-day teachers? Are we really consciously caring to master ourselves? Because self-mastery is the beginning of true success. And we may master our instruments, our voices. You know, people are so phenomenal. Just the human spirit is just absolutely phenomenal. The spirit of all being and all intelligences and how intelligent these creatures are is absolutely phenomenal. How could we disrespect it, disregard it, act as if it's nothing and feel entitled to degrade and to usurp and to kill and to desecrate? We should be in a place where it really is our joy and our delight to exalt life and to acknowledge the specialness and the uniqueness of each and every one. We are in a now moment where we are always dwelling in the reality of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. So being oriented to being in the belly of the beast, or being oriented to being in America, or being oriented towards your sexuality as your identity, or your political affiliations as your identity, or your ball games or ball teams and whatnot as your identity. You understand, it's all foolishness. We have to come to that place and space where we understand that the I of the individual, the I that truly sees in everyone, is supreme intelligence. And we've each been gifted so much of it. But to be under a culture that desecrates and defiles, that poisons, that cripples, that disables, then we have to come to a point and place where we will not be complicit and complacent with it. We will not work on behalf of these industries. It's time for us to realize that for all of the ones whose names we can call, and for all of those who have given their lives and sacrificed so much so that we have a greater understanding and understanding as to how to stand in the light of the oppressive energies, in light of the racism, in light of the bigotry, in light of the enslavement, in light of all of the things that we have come through, survived, just to get to a point and place where we are a detriment to ourselves, because we refuse to be sober, we refuse to be clean, we refuse to do what's in our best interest, we refuse to acknowledge the oneness of our being, we refuse to honor ourselves. But then you want to be respected as intelligent people, so I'm just saying we have to come to that moment with each and every breath where we are reverencing and understanding that there's nothing that we can work for. There's no amount of money that has greater value than our breath or the beat of our heart or the functioning of our brains, our kidneys, our organs, our glands. You understand? And this culture that we have all been negatively impacted by teaches us to disregard and disrespect the divinity of our own being. And so in order for us to really have leverage where we can keep on dancing and keep moving forward, and regardless of situations and circumstances, regardless of what it is we've experienced, that we allow everything to grow us, to mature us, to work towards our own greater good, so that we are greater in our goodness and good in our greatness and all right with being right, rightly aligned with the order of existence, the intelligence of existence, the divinity of existence, the wonder and the marvelousness, the fabulousness, the phenomenalness of the being who we are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence dwelling on a planet that is 80% water in rotation and flotation in the midst of this presence, by virtue of this presence, and to come to that place where we are not just awed by it, but we are obedient unto it. Loving it with our whole body, heart, with all of our might, being in a place where we care to be truly honorable and respectful and dutiful and really caring to bring honor and glory to the lineages that we represent. To realize the connectedness through lifetimes beyond the veil of death. But to realize in this now moment that there's a need for us to raise completely up and to no longer support the violation, the usurpation, the subjugation, the domination of other beings and feed off their body parts, their carcasses, their fetuses, their body fluids, and to be in a place where we submit willingly to being cleansed and purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, so that we are walking as liberated and resurrected humanity. Everywhere there is the man with the womb, there should be a point and center completely committed to life and the perpetuation of life, the exaltation of life. And everywhere there are those who have aligned themselves with the responsibility to teach and to cultivate other ones, then we should have, and they should be in a place where they are caring to cultivate the wounded men, those little girls that will be destined. Destiny is becoming women. Little boys, their destiny is becoming men, but to have been consciously cultivated to understand the estate of manhood and womanhood, and to have been cultivated in knowing how to be in happy, productive, and cooperative relationships, intimate relationships, marriages, to really understand how to honor and how to love other ones, because we're all in relationships. And the relationship that we're really in, ultimately, is our relationship with the Absolute, our relationship with that which we refer to as God, and how we relate to people, how we are relating to ourselves. And when we come to a point and place where our backs are up against the wall, and everywhere we look, we are feeling abandoned, and no one's there, and there's needs that we have, but we're not attending to ourselves. And so it matters that we care to attend to ourselves. It said God helps those who help themselves, but if you don't know how to really help yourself, and then you don't pay attention to the guidance and the light that comes to you as a result of your care to receive it, and then you don't apply it, then you don't get the benefit of having gotten it. And the benefit is the deliverance and the salvation that you come to out of whatever situations and circumstances, whether it's homelessness or whether it's sickness or whether it's disease or whether it's inebriation or intoxication or pain and suffering, disdain or whatever, all of that is the evidence of being out of alignment, disregarding, disobeying, not acknowledging, refusing to surrender and submit and do that which is truly ours to do. And caring, to be harmonized in the divinity of our being. And so although we dwell on the same planet, we live in different worlds. Although we live upon the same planet, we dwell in different worlds based upon our perception and perspective and the cleanliness or the lack thereof within our body temples. We are living in our bodies. And we often ask the question, where do you live? And everyone will give a place, you know, as to where they live. But the truth is that we live, literally live in our bodies. And our bodies are the first environment. And when we have been fed the carcasses and flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens and hens and ostrich and crocodiles and alligators. See, people eat a lot of things all over the place, all over the planet. When we're being fed the pus and mucus of cows in the form of ice cream and cheese and yogurts and whatnot, you understand, you're creating blockage and obstruction within our bodies. We're creating all of this sludge and cholesterol and stuff that begins to solidify along the tributaries where our blood flows and our arteries, our veins, our blood vessels, and our capillaries. We create detriment to our hearts. We have to realize that we, as these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence in human form, were not ever intended to eat flesh. And the lust and hunger and desire for the flesh of dead animals is really the root of all of the sickness, all of the illness. Feeding off of that which has no water or minerals or the capacity to facilitate oxygenation of the cells, to really be in a place where we're just feeding and just junking our bodies, just putting more and more garbage in our body temples. But then when everything begins to close up all around us and we lose the job and lose the house and lose the marriage, and you understand, I'm just saying, is that we have to realize there's a right way to live. And the right way to live is to be respectful and honoring the divinity of your own being, and knowing that after decades of eating meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, flesh, alcohol, tobacco, sugar, and all of these things that had artificial colors and artificial flavors, FD&C colorings and all of that, the responsibility that we have now is to just consciously care to be cleansed, to be whole, to be all of who we were born to be, is these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. To realize that to be made in the image of God is not something that we have really been given a real visual about. You understand? And the amount of distortion and dysfunction and deformity that exists, it's just overwhelming, the amount of sickness. So we have to realize that the pandemic of sickness, illness, and disease, everything from AIDS to zits, is the evidence of there being an agenda that is genocide and depopulation. We cannot continue to participate with it and be qualified for continuance in existence. Those who have no commitment to the laws that govern their being, those who have no commitment to the laws of existence, and will not honor that there are laws that govern their continuation in existence, then they will cease to exist. But because we have grown up with the thought that energy cannot die, you know, it's just merely transformed, then we don't feel no way about dying. We think that death is the natural culmination, the natural finality, the natural eventuality, the natural fate, and the natural destiny of what it is to be human, or what it is to be. And I urge you to consider that the path of death is a different path than the path of life that leads to eternal life. Which is why their book says the wages of sin is death. And so we have to really care to realize that if this is something that we cannot avoid, then why would we live in such a way as to really ensure and create a death in being out of alignment, missing the mark, doing that which creates chaos, distortion, dysfunction, degradation, sorrow, shame, guilt, blame. You understand? To be cleansed from it, to be cleared of it, and to be renewed and rebirth has to happen at the cellular level, and it has to happen through the activation of your real care to really be completely cleared and cleansed and purified, as opposed to just feeling entitled to be walking around consistently with your baggage as if it were a badge of honor, to be angry and mad and teed off and frustrated all the time, and to continue to relive your story as opposed to your consciously caring to be harmonizing the absolute truth of the divinity of your being directly. But it's extremely difficult to feel divine. It's extremely difficult to be in your optimism and your faith. It's extremely difficult to be in a place where you are truly grateful and truly thankful for the gift of existence itself when your blood is defiled and you are inebriated and intoxicated and filled with poisons and mucus and acid and all of these things that whittle away at your ability to see as an I that is completely intelligent, beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, immortal. And so there are so many ones who speak to this being the information age. And I'm the one to say that we are in the now moment of eternity, and the order of the ages is what we should be applying ourselves to. And that order has to be established within the very fabric and fiber of our own being, by virtue of what it is we are caring to consider and to think about and contemplate and meditate and reflect on. And for as many people as there are upon the planet, we may have just as many thoughts and opinions and theories about why they exist and what they're here to do and what their desires are and all of that. But I'm just saying that there is an intelligence of existence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And we each are animated by it with each and every breath and every beat of our heart. We could never get anything greater than ourselves, and to undermine ourselves, throw ourselves away, pollute ourselves, defile ourselves, undermine ourselves, is the foundation of all of the dysfunction, sickness, illness, disease, and degradation. We do not have to continue along the path of adulteration. We can step off of it. We can be charged in an absolute, wholehearted intensity of intention for absolute truth. to bathe ourselves in forgiveness. Forgiveness of ourselves for taking so long to care to get corrected. Forgiving ourselves for our trespasses against others. Forgiving others for their trespasses against us. Forgiving and being in a place where we are giving. And understanding that this is truly how we prosper, is by developing and cultivating the wealth of ourselves and being willing to be generous in the giving and the gift of who we are. But if we don't feel good about who we are, and if the only thing we have going for us is having some money that we can buy whatever we want, and we can eat whatever we want, and we can do whatever we want, but then we don't want light, and we don't want right, and we don't want the wisdom with which allows us to really step into the conscientiousness and the consciousness of dwelling in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginning us, endless, infinite, and eternal, and therefore the truth of ourselves, it be as immortals. But they've taught you to believe in death. And as a result of being on the path of adulteration for decades and having so much concentration and saturation and contraindication of all manners of chemicals and preservatives and nitrates and nitrites and FDNC colorings and whatnot, the pain, the suffering, the disdain, the lack of joy and luster and the inability to have really healthy relationships because you're not healthy at all, you understand, puts you in a position where, yes, you are ever more willing to die because you're tired of dying. You just want to get it out the way. I'm asking you to get real about what it is you're living for. To realize that whatever your diagnosis, whatever your conditions, you've created them and you have the power to recreate. To be completely cleared and cleansed and purified of all of that which has a debilitating effect upon yourselves and yourself. To reach for life, to reach for truth. To bathe every day with each and every breath in the life force of existence itself, which animates each and every one of us, and to really reverence and respect the infinity of possibilities and the divinity of existence and the miraculousness of dwelling on a planet that is 80% water in rotation and flotation in the midst of eternity. We're being called to rise. We're being called to realize that there is an eternal government, the government of the whole world. And the governments of men have not aligned themselves with it, and so our duty, obligation, and responsibility is towards self-realization, self-actualization, harmonization with the laws of existence, and coming to a point and place where we are obedient unto the government of the whole. And to live our lives uplifting, enhancing, enriching, honoring, celebrating, rejoicing, creating, dancing, being in a place and space where we are the joy in living. And when it comes time to leave, we've left everything and everybody better because we live. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal.